reference taken from Isaiah 61 verse 7 and reading from the Amplified version. Instead of your former shame, you will have a double portion. And instead of humiliation, your people will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, in their land, they will possess double what they had forfeited. Everlasting joy will be theirs. Let's move on to the prayer point. Father, I worship your majesty and honor your holy name. Lord, thank you for this amazing new dawn and grace of life. Father, thank you for forgiveness of sin and your bloodshed for my salvation. Lord, thank you for your word that daily impacts my existence. Lord, thank you for this current situation I am in because you will work it out for my good. Lord, thank you for removing every label that has been attached to my life, knowingly or unknowingly. Lord, I come to you regarding mention whatever it is. Vindicate me and let it end in praise. Father, whatever battle that has risen against my household and I, give us unending victory over them. Lord, terminate every situation that wants to keep my head bowed in shame. Lord, give me double for all loss and shame. Replace all that has been stolen or forcefully taken from me with double. Lord, grant my expectations and let them manifest with speed, and let my testimonies be permanent. I decree concerning rest to use for the daily prayers all impacted by it and our household. Everlasting joy is our portion in all aspects of life. Thank you, Almighty Father, for answer prayers in Jesus' name. Let's move on to daily confession. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I am operating the power of the Word of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith, as Jesus sees am I in this world. God has worked out all situations ahead of me. He has given me beauty for ashes. He has replaced all that was lost. I have divine restoration. The rejected stone has become the chief cornerstone. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in my sight. Hallelujah. And that's today's prayer from being inspired by His word. Today is the 28th of March, 2023. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everybody, Jesus loves you so much. Always walk by faith and not by sight. Don't forget to be a blessing to someone by sharing this. And tune in tomorrow for another wonderful time of prayer to the